This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 10th of November. Tasmania endured a torrid first day of their latest Sheffield Shield match against Queensland in Hobart. Luke Feldman, Cameron Gannon and Ben Cutting combined to dismiss them for just 95. Usman Khawaja then made 138 as Queensland closed in their first innings on 319 for 8. Joseph Jovic hit 106 and scored over half of Northern District's first innings total of 208 on day one of their Plunkett Shield match against Auckland. Bruce Martin ended with figures of 4 for 43 for the home side, who reached stumps on 40 without loss in their first innings. Swee Northern Gas Pipelines extended their lead at the top of Pakistan's President's Trophy table by wrapping up an innings victory over United Bank. Swee declared their first innings on 455 for 5, meaning that United Bank had to score 290 just to make them bat again. However, Asad Ali took a career best 7 for 42, as they were all out for a pitiful 74. National Bank also completed an innings victory over State Bank in Lahore by dismissing them for 137 in their second innings. Wahab Riaz and Hamad Azam ended with 3 wickets apiece, the former returning match figures of 10 for 63. Habib Bank continued their fight back against Khan Research Laboratories, reaching stumps on 350 for 8 in their second innings to lead by 258 runs. Imran Farhat reached the 25th first-class century of his career, while Ahmed Shahzad, Yunis Khan and Asad Shafiq all passed 50. Pakistan International Airlines need a further 88 runs to beat Zawar Tarakati Bank after closing day 3 on 104 for 4. Zulfikar Barbar ended with 5 for 40 as Water and Power Development Authority bowled Port Kazim Authority out for 173 in their second innings. This left Development Authority needing 118 to win, and they closed in their run chase on 21 for 2. Barrasol Division slumped to 28 for 5 after earning a one-run first innings lead in their National Cricket League match against Dhaka Metropolis. Syed Rassel had taken 4 for 31 as Dhaka made 241. Coolmer Division lead by 122 runs after 2 days in Bogra, reaching stumps on 13 without loss in their second innings. Left-arm spinner Abdur Razak had earlier returned astonishing figures of 9 for 84 to bowl Chittagong Division out for 307. Rajshahi Division lead by 138 runs after reaching stumps on 77 for 2 in their second innings against Rangpur Division. The home side had been able to muster only 171 in their first innings, as Sanjumal Islam took 3 for 35. And Select Division's batsmen capitalised on their bowlers' good work yesterday to post 390 in their first innings against Dhaka Division. Rajin Saleh and Alok Kapali both made hundreds as Select earned a 306-run first innings lead. Dhaka Division then closed on 38 for none in their second innings.